listener production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. A man from the Fingal Valley is in court this morning after being charged with murder. The 57-year-old was allegedly involved in a fight with a 65-year-old man on the main street of St Mary's on the East Coast Tuesday night. Police Detective Acting Inspector Rob King says the older man was knocked out in the altercation.
Unfortunately, the unconscious male later died as a result of injuries believed to be sustained through that incident.
Cole says it is not transitioning its supermarkets to cashless transactions, but is being impacted by industry-wide challenges with cash movements. The supermarket has responded to reports of stores moving to accept cards only after Easter because of a pause to cash movements by Armaguard. Tassie unions are calling for tougher laws to combat workplace deaths. They want industrial manslaughter laws implemented to make companies and managers more accountable for workplace deaths caused by negligence. Heading into Easter and Hobart Airport is preparing for the second busiest time of year. The Easter rush starts today with 8 to 10 extra flights over the next few days. Around 9,000 travellers will pass through the terminal up until Tuesday, just shy of the 10,000 we saw at Christmas. And the Indonesian government has launched a search for the Javan tiger, which was declared extinct back in 2008 after a growing number of reported sightings by people who are confident the animals are still alive in the jungle. To sport now, and Brisbane's Tom Duday has been dealt a cruel blow ahead of tonight's grand final rematch against the Pies. On the eve of a comeback from a season-ending ACL injury, he's ruptured the same ligament in training again. Coach Chris Fagan says the playing group is shattered for their teammate.
The guys work so hard to get back to play. You know, he's been in full training now for 6 or 7 weeks. I wasn't here yesterday, but the boys told me it was a really, you wouldn't even know that it had happened.
And Marcus Lee's NBL season is over through injury. He's been replaced by Lachie Barker for tonight's NBL Championship clash with Melbourne.